We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Carrie and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Gwynny, and here's Karen.
Why is it so important to tell the truth?
The Bible tells us to tell the truth.
Let's look to God's word for the truth about telling the truth. We can read in the book of Proverbs, and after you read the proverb, why don't you tell us in your own words what that proverb means to you?
Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful." And that means that God doesn't like it when you lie, but he loves it when you tell the truth.
That's great, Hallie. Mm-hmm. How about you, Becca? Will you read the next one?
Proverbs 12:19 says, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment." Well, I think that means that if you keep telling the truth, then people will always trust you. But if you keep telling lies, they are never really going to trust you.
Okay, good.
Well, sort of off of Becca's, there is a story about this boy who, he would watch, the sheep, and he, when there was a wolf, he would yell down the people, but he was just lying to them and saying that. So one time when there really was a wolf, he yelled down to them and they didn't believe him. So all the sheep got killed.
The boy who cried wolf.
That's right. That's a good example of that. And Carolyn, will you read the next one?
Proverbs 14:5. A truthful witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies.
And what does that mean?
That means that a person who is very truthful, they're going to tell everything that's true that they witnessed, but a person who's not really truthful is going to make up lies about what they witnessed.
Okay, that's good. Gwynny, will you read the last proverb?
Proverbs 16:13 says, "Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the man who speaks the truth."
And what does that mean?
It means that the man is really important to him and it makes the king happy.
You all did a super job of explaining those proverbs, but it's hard sometimes to tell the truth, don't you think?
Yes.
We talked about some difficult times, maybe, if you've done something wrong and you have to face the consequences. But, you know, in all of these situations, we're never alone. We have someone very special who we can turn to. And who is that?
God.
That's right. And we need God's help to tell the truth, don't we?
Yeah.
And we can always turn to him and talk to him, and he will help us. And what can we do?
Pray.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. I go to him and pray. God is always there. Thank you, God, for your wonderful love. L-O-V-E, love. I am blessed. I am part of God's family.
Thank you, God, for your wonderful.
Father knows when we lie.
He knows everything.
We want to please Him.
We want to tell the truth.
You know, the Bible is filled with truth.
Everything in God's Word is true. Jesus said that He was the truth, the life, and the way.
The Holy Spirit is sometimes called the Spirit of Truth.
And the Bible also says that Satan is the father of lies.
He wants people to turn away from God's truth.
From the first lie that was told in the Garden of Eden to every lie that is told today, Satan is there.
There is a way we can protect ourselves from the father of lies.
We can pray.
We can read the Bible
and put on the armor of God every day.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
You know that Jesus always spoke the truth. He often said, "I tell you the truth," and then he would give a truthful fact to someone. Why do you think he said that, Becca?
To let people know he wasn't telling a false thing to them.
Well, probably because it was so important that he really wanted them to know, so they would, if they weren't so close to God, they would get a lot closer.
Okay. Uh-huh. And Becca?
And kind of pulling off of Luke, so they would know more about God.
Okay. Jesus wanted people to know the truth, the real truth, His truth.
The Bible says the truth will set you free.
When you understand that Jesus died for you.
When you understand that your sins are forgiven because Jesus paid the price on the cross.
When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and turn away from your sins,
Jesus will give you the gift of everlasting life.
A heavenly home.
This truth will set you free.
Jesus does not want any of his people to be lost in searching.
He wants all of his people to know the truth and spend eternity with him.
And that's where we come in.
Jesus wants us to share his truth with others.
So that they can believe too.
Then they will share the truth with others.
God's family will grow bigger and bigger.
And that's the truth.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we understand how important it is to tell the truth.
When we are tempted, help us to remember your ways.
To read your word and pray for the strength to obey you.
Help us to share the truth with the world.
We want your family to grow.
We want more people to know Jesus.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our address. Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And our email address is Karen@KarenAndKids.com.
And remember, this lesson is an important one for kids.
Tell the truth.
All the time.
Share God's truth with people you meet.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.